Hello students, this is Gauri Krishna Rajesh, PGT, Atomic Energy Central School No. 3, Tarapur. Many of us stay in cities, townships, etc. where we are dependent on others for energy sources, especially the energy for cooking. But if we think a bit differently, trying to become independent for obtaining energy on our own, the most easiest, less polluting natural energy source that comes to our mind will be biogas. Now, in module 5 of 7, chapter 10, Microbes in Human Welfare, we are going to learn about biogas and its production. In the previous module, I have just mentioned about biogas production during sewage water purification. I hope you might have heard it. In this module, we will learn about it in detailed manner. If you have cattle or other ruminants as domestic animals at your home, you must put this idea into practice, or even you can convey this idea to your relatives or friends who have animal farms. As we learned, biogas is inflammable. Let us think, which component make it inflammable? The major component of biogas which make it a fuel is methane, the lightest hydrocarbon. Around 50 to 70% of biogas is methane. The remaining contents are carbon dioxide and traces of hydrogen sulfate. What are the basic requirements to produce biogas? You will wonder definitely. The natural materials which we think as waste or of no use, like animal excreta, especially cow dung, food scraps. Every day we waste so much of food, all those things, waste water, sewage, all these are used for making biogas. This is one of the most useful wealth produced from waste. If you analyze the components of biogas, we can understand that there are no harmful gases present in biogas. On combustion also, less harmful gases are produced. So we can say that this is a clean fuel than that of wood. Wood produce smoke during combustion, but mostly biogas do not produce much smoke. While combustion of biogas, it produces a blue flame. What does it indicate? As you all know that blue colored flame indicates high energy production. Now let us see the role of microbes in biogas production. Microbes produce different types of gaseous end products during their growth and various metabolic activities, especially during respiration. Some bacteria can grow in anaerobic conditions and can act on cellulose. Anaerobic condition means oxygenless condition or no oxygen condition. So these bacteria can act on cellulose. These bacteria produce large amount of methane along with carbon dioxide and traces of hydrogen sulfide. As these bacteria generates or produce methane, they are collectively called as methanogens. We discussed about extremophiles in module 1 and also about such an extremophile, that is methanogens. Methanobacterium is a very common species of methanogen. They are found in anaerobic sludge formed during sewage treatment. Methanobacteria are also found in large number in rumen of cattle. What is rumen? Rumen is a chamber of alimentary canal in ruminants. These bacteria present in rumen break down cellulose and play an important role in nutrition of cattle. Cattle obtain energy released by cellulose digestion by these bacteria. Since these bacteria are in the rumen and other intestinal parts of cattle, this bacterial presence is also seen in dung of cattle called gobar. So So dung is used for generation of biogas and commonly called as gobar gas. Now you can look at the slide number 7. At the center, you can see a concrete tank is made mostly underground at the depth of around 10 to 15 feet. This is called digester. In this digester, microbial action occurs anaerobically and biogas is produced. As it's a gas, it rises up and it is collected in the dome above the digester. In most of the designs, the dome is made free floating so as to rise up as per the amount of the gas production increase. As the left side, you can see a small tank exposed outside into which cow dung mixed with water is added. This cow dung or the food materials which are waste or sewage or wastewater, anything which is mixed with water, we call it a slurry. The slurry is fed into the inlet which reaches the digester and start digestion process. So the methanogens act on this cow dung which is reaching the digester. When the digester gets filled, the digested slurry is pushed out through the outlet. You can see in the right side. This can be used as manure. The gas collected in the dome floating above the digester is transported through pipes for various purposes. Biogas has high calorific value of maybe 35,000 to 40,000 kilojoules per kg. It is used as domestic fuel for cooking. It's also used for lighting. The technology which is mentioned above, the design of biogas, the production of it, transportation, all these are developed by mainly due to efforts of Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, and Khadi Village Industries Commission, that is KVIC. They design and they improve the designs also. So let us think for much sustainable and independent sources of fuel in future. So go through the PPT and practice the worksheet. Thank you.